This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 391 for Monday, May 13th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is coming out of the weekend, making small gains on Monday, thanks to positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are up, while crude oil is on the rise due to signs China is trying to stimulate economic growth. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Friday's close. The federal government is looking to push back the start of a possible strike by workers at CN Rail and CPKC later this month, as it will examine if the strike would have safety implications. The July canola contract is up $3.10 per ton at $666.70. In the United States, corn and soybeans are in the green, while wheat is up by double digits. On Friday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture trimmed old crop ending stocks by a more than expected 100 million bushels at 2.022 billion. New crop ending stocks were said to increase to 2.102 billion. The USDA also cut its estimates for Brazilian and Argentine corn production by 2 million tons each from April at 122 million and 53 million, respectively. Estimates for world ending stocks for old and new crop were also trimmed. The Rosario Grain Exchange estimated leafhopper damage to Argentina's corn crop at $2.05 billion U.S. in counting, with export losses at $1.6 billion U.S. The July corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.74. U.S. old crop ending stocks for soybeans were left unchanged by the USDA at 340 million bushels, while new crop carryout was at 445 million, both within trade estimates. Argentina's production estimate was left unchanged at 50 million tons, while Brazil's was cut by 1 million at 154 million. Old crop world ending stocks were set to decline by 111.78 million tons, while those for new crop were to grow to 128.5 million. StoneX has projected soybean output for the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul at 20 million tons, 3 million less than the previous estimate. Brazil's total soybean crop is now forecasted at 147.8 million tons. The July soybean contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.23. Carryout for old crop U.S. wheat was cut to 688 million bushels, while new crop ending stocks were shown to potentially grow to 766 million, but below the average trade guess. Old crop world stocks were relatively unchanged at 257.8 million tons, while new crop dropped to 253.61 million. ICAR cut its Russian wheat production estimate by 5 million tons at 86 million due to recent freezes and ongoing drought. Its export forecast for the upcoming marketing year was cut 3.5 million tons at 47 million. The Wheat Quality Council's Hard Red Wheat Tour will start tomorrow, mostly in Kansas. The July Chicago wheat contract is up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.79. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.90. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.36. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, May 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.